let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hakol Kasherin Lichte Vesaget, Afil Acheresh Shaita Bekatan. All people are eligible to write a get, even a person who is either a deaf mute, insane, or a minor. The Gemara asks, V'halav b'nei deinenu. How can they write a get lishma if they are halachically deemed mentally incompetent? The Gemara gives three explanations based on the Machlekes Reb Meir Reb Elazar in the Pasuk B'chasav La Sefer Krisis. The words B'chasav La teach that a get must be written lishma, and the Machlekes is as to which part of the get does B'chasav refer to. Reb Elazar holds that B'chasav refers to the ksiva, the text of the get, and includes only the tarif, the main text, the date, names and place, but not the toifis, the generic text, nor the chasima, the signatures. Therefore, only the tarif must be written lishma, but the toifis and chasima do not need to be lishma. And edim mesira karti. The edim need only to witness the actual mesira, but they do not need to sign the get. While Reb Meir holds, b'chasav refers only to the chasima, but not to the ksiva of the tarif and toifis. Therefore, only the chasima must be lishma, but the ksiva of tarif and toifis do not need to be lishma. And edim chasima karti. The edim must sign the get. Now, according to Reb Meir, the understanding of our Mishnah is simple. A cheresh shaita b'katan may write a get because the ksiva does not need to be lishma. And for this reason, a fila akum, even a non-Jew, may write a get. And even according to Reb Elazar, a cheresh shaita b'katan may write a get, as Reb Huna explains, v'hu shahayu gadol oimer al gabav, in a case where an adult is supervising them and he instructs them to write the get lishma. However, akum loy, a non-Jew may not write a get, even if a Jew supervises him, because akum l'daita d'nafshi avid. The non-Jew who has das may not necessarily follow instructions and still write the get shaloi lishma. However, the cheresh shaita b'katan who do not have das will write the get lishma as per the gadol's instructions. Or, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'hu sheshari mokim ha-tayrif. The cheresh shaita b'katan and akum may write only the tayfis that does not need lishma, but may not write the tarif that does need lishma. The Mishnah continues, Ha'isha kaiseves es gita, vo'ish kaiseves sheivare, she'in ki maget ela bechisamav. The wife may write the get, then she is makna the get to her husband, and when he then gives it to her, she becomes divorced. And the husband may write the ksuba receipt, then he is makna it to his wife, and when he pays the ksuba, she returns it to him as proof that he paid her the ksuba. Zok the Mishnah, Hakol kashein lehevi es haget. Chutz, mecheresh shaita b'katan, besuma v'ivik achavim. All people are qualified to deliver a get, except for a person who is either a deaf mute, insane, a minor, blind, or a non-Jew. As the Gemara explains, cheresh shaita b'katan are possible because t'la b'nei deyninu, since they are mentally incompetent, they're also disqualified to be a shliach, an agent, because, as Rashi explains, the concept of shlucha shaladin k'maisai, that a messenger is considered as the sender, is derived from the pasuk of Karban Pesach. V'yikru lahem ish se lebeis avos, ish v'loi katan. And the word ish excludes a katan and all those who have no das. An akum is possible because labar hateruhu, their marriages are not terminated through a get, and as Rashi explains, mididil anafshi lechazi lematzi lemevich lechutz lachrini. A person cannot become a shliach for a matter that does not apply to him. A summa is possible because hacha b'chutz la'atz askinan. The Mishnah is referring to a get from Chutz La'aretz, about which the Shliach must confirm that he saw the get being written and signed, something a Summa cannot confirm. The Mishnah continues, Kibal ha-katan v'higdil, cheresh v'nispakeach, Summa v'nispateach, shayte v'nishtapa, ovi kachav v'nisgayer, pasul. Even if a person was a minor only when he accepted the get for delivery, but he now matured, or the deaf mute was healed, the blind can now see, the insane is now sane, or the Gentile has converted, in all these cases, he is still possible to deliver the get, because tchilas ibsul, when the shlichus began, he was possible. Aval, pikeach v'nischarash v'chazav v'nispakeach, patuach v'nistame v'chazav v'nitpateach, shafoi v'nishtate v'chazav v'nishtapa, kosher. If he was healthy when he accepted the get, then became disqualified and is now healthy again. In all these cases, he is kosher to deliver the get, as the Mishnah concludes, the haklal, kosher tchilasai, b'soifa, b'das, kosher. If at the beginning and at the end of the shlichus he had das, he is kosher. However, if at either the beginning or at the end he did not have das, he is pasul. With the exception of patuach v'nistame. If at the beginning he was able to see and now he is blind, he may still deliver the get because he had das all along, and he can confirm b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. The Gemara asks, "Bo'yimenei mireb ami, eved ma'o shiyasa shlich lekabel get isha miyad baila? Is a servant eligible to become a woman shlich lekabela to accept a get from her husband?" And Rashi says, "Hu adin lo halacha." The question is also whether he can become the husband's shlich lo halacha to deliver a get to his wife. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Eino eved nasa shlich lekabel get leisha miyad baila." A servant is possible to become a shlich lekabalah or lahilacha because his marriage to a shivcha is not initiated through kedushin nor terminated through a get. A person cannot become a shlich for a matter that does not apply to him. However, b'milsa de isei kasher, he can become a shlich for other matters that do apply to him, such as hafrashas truma, to separate truma, because the source for shlichus is in the pasuk. The word gam includes a shliach. However, he must be similar to atem, to the mishaleach, in that ma atem b'nei v'ris, af shluchachem b'nei v'ris. Just as the mishaleach had a bris milah, so too, one can become a shliach only if he had a bris milah. Therefore, an eved who had a bris milah can become a shliach for other matters, but akam who did not have a bris milah cannot become a shliach for other matters. Zakta Mishnah, af anoshim she'ein nemon nislem meis bala, Nemonis lehevias gita, chamoisa ubas chamoisa betzarasa veyavimta ubas bailo. Even those women who are disqualified to testify for a woman that her husband died are qualified to deliver her get. These are chamoisa, her mother-in-law, ubas chamoisa, the daughter of her mother-in-law, betzarasa, her husband's other wife, veyavimta, the wife of her husband's brother, ubas bailo, her husband's daughter. As Rashi explains, the sanyanlo miskavnis lekalkala, they all despise her and would intentionally lie so that she should marry and thereby become Asur Labala. Nevertheless, they are eligible to deliver the get, as the Mishnah explains, Ma ben get lemisa, shaksav mechiach. It's the document which allows her to marry, and not their testimony. The Gemara cites a contradicting braisa, which states, K'shem she'einem onis lehem emes bala, kach einem onis lehebe gita. These women are disqualified to deliver her get. Rav Yosef makes the following distinction. Kan ba'aretz, the Mishnah which rules Nemanis Lehevi Gita refers to Eretz Yisrael, where we do not need their testimony of b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. However, Kan b'chutz la'etz da adibur didoka samchinan loy mehemna. The Braisa which rules Ein Nemanis Lehevi Gita refers to outside of Eretz Yisrael, where we do need their testimony of b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. Abaye says vice versa. The Mishnah refers to chutz la'etz and Nemanis, because the iasi bal ma'ar le mishkechinen be. If the husband later claims that the get is a forgery, we do not consider his claim, because their testimony of b'fani nechtav validated the chasimas edim and le motzi lekalkala. However, the braisa refers to Eretz Yisrael and einam on this because the iasi bal ma'ar mishkechinen be. If the husband later claims that the get is mezuyev, we do consider his claim, because they did not testify b'fani nechtav. Therefore, lekakula kamachavna, they intentionally lie so that she should marry and become asura labala.